The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with Kia.
Now, a Sinn Féin motion calling for the Ireland-Israel games later this year to be stopped will be brought to the Dáil this evening. Joining us now is Donnchadh O'Leary, Sinn Féin TD for Cork South Central and the party spokesperson on foreign affairs. Donnchadh, thanks for talking to us. Given that it now looks like the match will not take place in the Aviva, but will instead, the home fixture will instead take place at a neutral venue, has your motion, which calls for a number of things, but including a denying of entry to Ireland for Israeli players, staff and fans, has that motion been slightly left behind by events?
Not in the slightest. Like, I mean, you know, like that is but one element in terms of visiting diplomats and so on. But people from a political background, many of whom who have been implicated in violations of international law, that was one element of the motion. But at the end of the day, what this is fundamentally about is a fixture with a country, with a state that has been involved in genocide and some of the most appalling scenes that we've seen in this century. There can be no normalisation of that, and the FBI should not be participating in anything that even remotely appears like normalisation of that. And I think it's also important to say that this is a football association, the Israeli Football Association, which is in clear breach of FIFA's rules. The UEFA has failed to sanction it for that, but I think it's important that the FAI stands up. If UEFA isn't going to sanction it, then the FAI should show courage and leadership in this regard. So the fixture should not go ahead. That's been our position. And it's the position of most people involved in Irish football as well, for that matter.
The Taoiseach today said it was a matter for FIFA to deal with Israel. Isn't he right on that? That it's actually what really will work here, as opposed to taking a stand and gesture politics, what will really work here is if UEFA and FIFA move against Israel. That will actually make a difference.
First, I want to deal with the thing of gesture politics. Like, I think it's absolutely not that, because I think this, I do believe that this could potentially, I am hopeful that this game can be stopped. And if that is the case, it's a huge example to football associations and countries around the world. And I think it could have a knock-on impact.
Sorry to cut across you, Donnchadh. Will it, though? Like, I'm looking at the fixture list tonight. Israel are playing Scotland in a women's international. Like, there isn't, I checked the papers, there's not a peep about this anywhere else. Like, we are, understandably, I'm not saying we're wrong to be, we are very exercised about this fixture. It's the other teams in our group are playing Israel, and it's not even being talked about in those countries.
Well, to my knowledge, like, I mean, I think it is being discussed in some other countries. Whether it might, it's the countries that they're playing at this moment in time now is another matter. But I think we cast our minds back to South Africa and the apartheid regime there and how that was undermined. And there was a variety of things. It was international pressure, but cultural and political and sporting boycotts was an important
The sporting boycott was huge. The isolation of the Springboks was a massive factor. The difference is, and I'm coming back to the same point I made to you, the difference is the whole world engaged in that pretty much. It wasn't just one country. And as of now, nobody else is involved in this. It's a unilateral action being proposed by us. And I have to put it to you, it won't make a blind bit of difference.
No, I don't accept that at all. And like, I mean, while ultimately in the end, towards the late 80s, the entire world was in that position, that wasn't the case at the start in the late 60s and the 70s. It wouldn't have been the case that there was a universal approach to boycott the Springboks or any other South African sporting organisation. Like, I think it is incumbent on the FAI to show leadership, given the support that exists in the Irish public for not playing this game and the support that exists within Irish football. And some of those who have spoken the most articulately are some of the players themselves. And look, it shouldn't be on them. It shouldn't be incumbent on them to speak out. It shouldn't be on them to make this decision. But I think they've spoken with great clarity and with a great sense of the moral weight of...
Well, I think the players, what they actually said, here. I think the players actually said, it shouldn't be up to them. That's my.
I agree with that. Yeah. I agree with that. But I think what they've said very clearly is that they are appalled by what they've seen and that this isn't any ordinary fixture. And I do think it's on the FAI, and I think it's unfair that the players have been put in this position that they've had to speak in this regard. But I think they've done so with great humanity. The FAI should take this out of their hands. The fixture shouldn't go ahead, and the Irish government should make it clear that they don't agree with the fixture going ahead.
I was chatting to Bob Geldof last week, and he made a really interesting point, and I have to stress he was not speaking about Israel or anything to do with this, but he was talking about his activism, and he said he will get involved in any cause he believes in. He said if it'll actually make a practical difference, if he can make a change, he will get involved. He says he's not interested in doing it just for the sake of doing it, and if there's no practical benefit to be gained from it, he won't get involved. And I'm just looking here. Here's a text from a listener saying, if we cough up 6 points to Israel now, it only boosts their qualification hopes. It makes it more likely that Israel will go on to qualify for a subsequent tournament, perhaps a tournament being held in the European Championships, perhaps being hosted here as well. We're giving them a leg up by giving them 6 points.
But the objective here is not for Israel to do badly in international football. The objective here is to demonstrate that it can't be normalised for Israel.
Nothing normalises a country like playing in the finals of a major tournament.
Well, I think what would normalise them in Ireland's particular circumstances is to fulfil the fixture, and we shouldn't do that.
They're on the world stage then. Like, the world is not tuned in. If Ireland play Israel in a neutral venue, the football world is not tuned in. If Israel are playing in the finals of a major competition, the world will be watching. That gives them much more of a platform. We could be boosting that.
I think the fact that it's happening in a neutral venue, due to the fact that the FAI and perhaps to some extent the government are concerned about the public pressure that exists, demonstrates the fact that this is not being accepted by the Irish public. And I would make the point as well, that those involved in Irish football have been very clear. Some 90% almost of delegates to the FAI conference don't want this to go ahead. Two-thirds of professional footballers in Ireland don't want this to go ahead. They don't want to have hand, act or part in a fixture that normalises a country that is participating in genocide and a football association that is in breach of UEFA rules.
Iran are playing in the World Cup finals in the next couple of weeks. They gunned down tens of thousands of people, of their own people, on the streets in January. I don't hear any motion from Sinn Féin calling for Iran not to be allowed playing the World Cup finals.
Well, first, Ireland aren't playing Iran. Secondly, the FIFA rules that are in breach are in relation to using territory occupied from another territory for your own football association. That's the same reason by which Russia was suspended for using facilities in occupied Ukraine. So there's a clear breach of the FIFA rules is the issue. But just to be crystal clear as well, we have condemned many, many times, and I'll condemn it time out of hand, without any difficulty, the oppression of protesters in Iran by the Iranian government. And I do believe it is a repressive regime. I would also say that doesn't mean that the illegal war launched by the US on Iran was either justified or
no, right. I wasn't suggesting you were condoning it.
I have no problem condemning.
I wasn't suggesting you were condoning it. I'm just saying that these things can be tricky. There are other countries who are guilty of pretty awful acts as well. Look, just very finally on this.
I would bring you back to that change. That FIFA has a set of rules. It is profoundly unhelpful and wrong that UEFA has failed to apply. This is their competition
point.
Rather than FIFA competition, but they have failed to apply the FIFA rules. The Israeli FA is in breach of them. Now, there's wider issues politically in terms genocide as well. But just in terms of whether this fixture should go ahead, I think it is a key point that this is a football association that's flying completely contrary to all the rules that they are meant to be abiding by.
Okay, look, we will leave it there. Donal O'Leary, Sinn Féin TD for Cork South Central and the party spokesperson on foreign affairs. Thank you indeed for talking to The Hard Shoulder. Let us know what you think. 087 1400 106.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman. With Kia. Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.